joined here today for this episode of the PMR Toolkit podcast with Dr. Jo Wallen. She is the residency director for the UC San Diego, San Diego State General Preventive Medicine Residency Program. And particularly relevant to the discussion today, she is the chair of the ACPM Board Review Course and the director for the in-service exam, because today we're going to be talking about preparing residents for board certification. Dr. Wallen, thank you.
Sure.
So to start off, at a super high level, this might be a very obvious question, but what are kind of the core benefits of even becoming board certified for a resident? You know, what's the significance of this step in their journey to becoming, you know, practicing preventive medicine physician?
Yeah, well, again, like you said, at a very high level, board certification from a board that is a member of the American Board of Medical Specialties really gives you that seal of, you know, approval of, you know, demonstrating that you have competence in the area of preventive medicine. And so practically, you know, that also means often board certification is required for things like hospital privileges and things like that. And preventive medicine board in particular can be required for certain jobs, such as, you know, we're in California. So actually, for public health officers, for public health departments, board in preventive medicine is required. Now they can't fill all of the spots with preventive medicine boarded people, so they have to extend that. But so it has real practical meaning as well.
Great. So how does residency training help prepare a physician for board certification? And I know obviously the whole course of the residency program is kind of built on developing the skills that are tested in the board, but kind of what are the specific moments in residency training, the specific components of a residency program that, you know, really help lead towards certification?
Well, you know, actually completing an ACGME accredited residency program is required to even, you know, be considered for certification. So there's that. And the ACGME requirements for the residency, you know, parallel the ABPM requirements. For instance, you need to have an MPH degree, right, to complete a residency, and you also need that to to apply to sit for the examination from ABPM. You also have 10 courses that are required by both ACGME and ABPM. Now, that's one thing that people should be aware of, is that list is not exactly parallel. So you want to make sure that you look at the ABPM requirements and make sure that what your residents are doing for the ACGME as far as the 10 courses, which are the 5 core MPH courses, and then advanced biostats, advanced epidemiology, clinical preventive medicine, risk communication, and advanced health services administration. You just want to make sure you look at, you do need to complete those courses for the ACGME residency, but you want to look at those on the ABPM website as well to make sure that they meet both of those requirements. But then as far as the exam content, if we talk about the exam in particular, it really is pitched at the level of those 10 courses. So, you know, the core coursework that you do for MPH is, you know, very important for doing well on the certification exam. And, you know, also the other 5 courses that I listed, clinical preventive medicine is very important, you know, knowing all of the guidelines and how to practice them is important for the examination. So, you know, I would say because the examination is kind of an academic exercise, The academics in the residency really are important for doing well.
That makes sense. So as residents kind of get towards the end of their residency and start transitioning to preparing to sit for the boards, what does that process look like? You know, what do you recommend residents and residency directors do to, you know, really start getting into that phase of focused preparation for the board beyond, you know, the broader coursework that prepares them for the program?
Right. So one thing I do want to make sure that people go to the ABPM website, and it actually is theabpm.org. And they have very good information on there that, you know, you go to the different tabs that are clearly labeled. And the importance of that is that, you know, there are due dates for, you know, providing, for instance, transcripts and things like that. So you really want to be looking at that website early in your preparation. That wasn't really your question, though. You were asking more about how to prepare for the examination itself. And again, though, I would direct people to the ABPM website because you get a description of the exam on the website. Of course, not really specific, but it tells you what the content is for the core part of the exam, and then whatever specialty part of the exam you're doing, whether it's general preventive medicine, occupational medicine, or aerospace medicine. Those have their own separate content outlines. Mm-hmm. So that's where you start to get your mind wrapped around really the breadth of what's covered in the exam, because, you know, preventive medicine is a very broad field. And so you really need to get that, your mind wrapped around really how broad it is. The website also tells you percentages of what topics are being covered. And then topics, I'm talking about the level of like biostatistics. You know, 10% of the questions are going to be on biostatistics, 15%. You know, it gives that kind of breakdown, which is also helpful because then you kind of know, okay, I really need to focus on this because there are a lot of questions on whatever area it is. So I would say getting your mind wrapped around it by looking at the website is important. And then, okay, what do you do to study, right? And so,
yeah.
And I always, for my residents, what we do actually is get residents or alumni actually who have recently taken the board exam, come talk to our current residents and tell them how they approached it, because they all pass it, really. Yeah, so, totally. But, you know, so we go, you know, they can reassure our residents that if you do this and this and this, you'll probably pass it. And so what's been striking when we do that is that everybody kind of has their own style.
Yeah.
Like some people like to just sit down with a textbook and read it through. And if that's what you'd like to do, then, you know, there are some really core textbooks that we have in preventive medicine. One of them is, we refer to it as LAST. It's a really big book, and but some people like to go through things like that. Kind of at the other end are people that just want to practice questions. And I can't be as specific there as far as resources for that, but there are some. And, you know, just to name a name, the Jekyll book has a practice exam of 150 questions. And there are some other question books out there. And really, you know, you just practice them. I think there's also a resource called Board Vitals, which is an online question bank. Mm-hmm. But I'm not endorsing any one of those in particular because, you know, I'm not that familiar with them. And then, of course, saving the best for last is the ACPM board review course, right? Which has been going on for maybe 30 years. So it's had a long history of preparing people for the boards and a successful history. We get a lot of feedback saying, you know, it really, really helped me pass the exam. And the way we've structured that, whether it was in person and now we're doing it, you know, of course, online, is to really take those outlines that are on ABPM website and, you know, have experts in those areas present the content. And, you know, you could say, well, that sounds like there's, that covers a lot of information. And it really does. You know, it was, when we did it as a live event, it was, you know, 5 days, right? So that covered the core and whatever specialty you were in. And that content is now available, you know, online for, and it's really the same content. I do have to say the ABPM's content outlines have not changed very much over the years. They are expanding them a bit now, so they have changed a bit, but our board review course still covers, you know, what are in the current outlines. So that's a really good way if you like to hear and see the material at the same time and not just read it. But those are the major, you know, things I can say about how to prepare.
So kind of looking back on this process of preparation, is there anything kind of from the start of your career as a residency director about helping residents prepare to pass their boards that you now know that you wish you had known when you were just getting started in the role?
That's a good question. Again, I think, you know, this doesn't answer that question exactly, but I think maybe it wouldn't be obvious to people that it really is useful to have former residents come back and talk, the ones that have just taken the exam. Because, you know, for the rest of us, it's been so long, you know, and you kind of can't remember. You're just glad you passed it. And so that I would say is something that's really maybe more useful than you might think at first. That's really been our best way of, you know, passing down that knowledge of, you know, what you should do. And again, as I said, when I was describing it before, you also get out of that there are different styles and they all passed, you know, and by the time you're taking this exam, you know, you've gone through med school, you've done you know, USMLE exams. And so you kind of know what your style is and you should probably stick to that.
Don't change anything at the last second.
Right.
Yeah. And so on the same track, I've been asking this to everyone who's done one of these PMR Toolkit episodes, but looking beyond just board certification, are there any other things in your experience as a program director that, you know, you wish you had known when you were just starting about any part of the role?
Well, let's see. You know, I think that one thing is anybody in preventive medicine, most of the people in preventive medicine that I know really embrace challenges and uncertainty as opportunities. And it's important for residents to have that same attitude because, you know, we are so different in our training than other specialties, right? So, you know, I think the importance of orienting the residents right away to that, you know, to that if this is different, it's not completely spelled out for you, and really emphasize the positive aspects of that, you know, that that means you can go out and do anything, you know, and if you it's a dialogue between us that, you know, I'll help guide you and, you know, make sure that you're getting your requirements fulfilled along the way, but let's create something for you, you know, and just getting that really understood from the outset. And because this time of year, we have people graduating and you just get like overwhelmed by like what they can do when they embrace that. It's really amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's pretty special.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time today, Dr. Wallen. Any parting thoughts about board certification, about the role of a residency director, about starting or running a program?
Let's see. Well, you know, I do want to put a plug in for the ACPM program directors group. It is great. And I've had people start, you know, residencies not knowing where to start, and they contact me. And that's one thing I always make sure I say is that that is, it's such a supportive group. You know, we're not competing really. You know, we all have the same problems of funding. And, you know, it just you really, that group is so important, and use it as a resource as much as you can. No one would deny you their time or experiences that, to help. So.
Yeah,
that's a great resource. And then just, you know, that preventive medicine, I think I really like seeing how it's evolved over the 20 years that I've been involved in programs. And I think, you know, the future's looking really good.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the time today.
Yes, thank you.